Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for March 31, 2026. Let's start with a major manufacturing shift. Tesla has officially begun winding down production of its flagship Model S and Model X vehicles in the United States. Full production cessation is expected by Q2 of this year. The move frees up factory space at Fremont for next-generation manufacturing, including Optimus humanoid robots and the upcoming Robotaxi platform. Customers were notified in late March, with South Korea's final order cutoff on March 31. On the robot side, Elon Musk confirmed on March 31 that the third-generation Optimus humanoid robot is, quote, walking around, but needs some finishing touches before it's ready to be shown. Despite the slight delay from the originally planned Q1 unveiling, Musk called Optimus by far the most advanced robot in the world, nothing's even close. The Gen 3 model features 50 total actuators and 22 degrees of freedom per hand, enabling finer motor control. Tesla plans to deploy over 200 Optimus Gen 3 robots at Gigafactory Texas this year for internal logistics, with mass production potentially beginning around 2027. Musk has repeatedly said that roughly 80% of Tesla's future value will come from its robotics program. In the market, Tesla stock surged about 5% on March 31, riding a broad market rally fueled by geopolitical de-escalation hopes. However, year-to-date, the stock is still down nearly 20% from January levels, trading around $355. Looking at global sales, Tesla dominated Norway in March, capturing over 50% of the entire car market, with the Model Y and Model 3 taking the top two spots. In Europe, Tesla saw its first year-over-year sales increase since December 2024, delivering just under 17,700 vehicles in February, up nearly 12% from the prior year. Tesla also announced plans to build two advanced chip factories in Austin, Texas, in partnership with SpaceX and XAI, under the Terafab project. This vertical integration aims to secure silicon supply for Tesla vehicles, Optimus robots, and AI data centers. Meanwhile, the company is forecast to post Q1 2026 global deliveries of about 365,000 vehicles, up 9% year-over-year, with energy storage deployments potentially hitting a record 14.4 gigawatt-hours for the quarter. Software Update 2026.8 is rolling out globally, bringing comfort-breaking Cybertruck blind spot enhancements, Spotify improvements, and a new British-accented voice assistant named Leo. And a leadership note, Tesla's head of product for customer experience, Jose Del Corral, has departed for Coinbase, adding to a pattern of senior exits this year. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.